Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strasburg officially retired.
Yeah, man.
So I think it was Mark Zuckerman I want to give credit to from Mass and Sports who broke this on Saturday. Strass had already let the team know last year, I'm never going to pitch again. I can't.
Right.
It's just not possible. And I don't know that the team needed that information. I think they knew what
you have eyes. Yeah, you could say.
But they were at odds. The club and the player, the agency, Boris, and the team, they weren't seeing eye to eye on, okay, if he's retiring and he's not going to continue to try to pitch, then can we get some money back for this 7 and 245 that we gave him? And the agent's point of view and Strasburg's point of view was, well, no, it's a fully guaranteed $245 million contract. You guys agreed to have the press conference, theoretically, and allow him to retire. And now you're saying you want some money back. So there was infighting there, and I hated it. Because Strass is one of the most important Nationals ever. In fact, he's one of the most important DC sports icons of the 2020s. You know, if you are younger than 40 years old, he's one of the real legend Mount Rushmore DC sports stars of your lifetime, perhaps. I'm certainly in that group. And for him to not have been at Nats Park when they celebrate the World Series anniversary, when is that, by the way? They're giving away those rings coming up. And they're going to have all the players back for the five-year anniversary.
That'll be next homestand, which will be, I believe, April 19th, the weekend of April 19th.
Okay, so a little over
the Houston series, which makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. So he would not have been there.
Yeah.
He didn't come to spring training. He no-showed, and he was not going to be there, and hopefully now he will be, because they've struck this agreement. They've struck an accord. Maybe they'll have a press conference, that homestand. But this is a guy you should be retiring his jersey. It's very simple for me, Danny. You need to be in good standing with him. You need the greatest players in your team's history to want to come back, to be a part of the program, to just be around the ballpark. And as of 4 days ago, that was not the case.
Yep.
And now it is. So good for the Nationals and for Strasburg's side of it to figure this out. I from what I was told, I don't think the team's getting any money out of the deal, or like nothing changed between when they were at odds to now, other than they just said, okay, let's make it official. Let's come together. But I'm glad they did.
100%. Here's the thing. This reminds me, it's not exactly analogous, but bear with me, of the Bruce Allen, Trent Williams feud and face-off that we now know actually Dan Snyder was involved with as well. What's the upside? What's the benefit? Right? You may be right. You may be justified in your fight, although, you know, I think a lot of people would be dubious that Bruce and Dan weren't on the right side of anything dealing with Trent Williams. But okay, this is one of the best players in the world, one of the best players to ever play for you, certainly within your ownership tenure. What do you want? You want him to hate you? Okay, you can win the argument. You know what I mean? What's the benefit? What's the end game here? That's how this felt when this sort of staring contest, or whatever you want to call it, had kind of gone on. This was a black cloud over the organization. And most day-to-day conversations didn't involve it. But when a milestone was going to come up in this deadline, you look up and you go, yeah, the Astros are in town. They're doing this anniversary thing. That's what the story was going to be. Not the anniversary, not seeing Howie Kendrick and Adam Eaton again. It's going to be, you know who's not here? Steven Strasburg. It's not every day that you're going, this thing between Strauss and the Nats is ugly, right? But anytime there's a moment to reflect on it, that's what was going to come up. And there's no upside there. So it's really, really good they're able to get it worked out before this. It's really good that we can now kind of go back to remembering all of the wonderful moments, because there were plenty. There's always going to be some fun conversations about what if and some of the injuries that he experienced and what we were robbed of, but what we got was still pretty damn great.
Yeah, I would also just say it's hard to win meaningful games, playoffs, and win 90-plus games. You got to spend a lot of money. There's a bunch of things you got to do that have to go right to win. What should not be difficult as an ownership group or as an organization is to just treat your best, most important people the right way. And it's such a Dan Snyder thing, right? When all of your former buddies that you were very close with, all the players that used to, you know, come on your yacht and do all the stuff that they did, whether it's LeVar Arrington who hates your guts or Chris Cooley who packs up shop and goes to Wyoming because, you know, he and you have a falling out or whatever it is. Like, I don't want to be that team. Mm-hmm. I'm over that.
Right.
And it's cool that the Commanders are going away from that with new ownership. And it's just not that hard to make sure that you take care of the people that built your organization. You know, the ballpark that they have now, the fandom that they have now, all of that is on the backs of guys like Ryan Zimmerman and Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. You need to have a decent working relationship with those guys to get them back in the fold from time to time. It shouldn't be complicated. So I'm just glad that the stare down's over, if you want to call it that, that there isn't seemingly any public angst or anxiety. I don't know if they're going to be going to dinner anytime soon. You know, Mark Lerner, Steven Strasburg, Rizzo, I don't know who all's involved,
right,
who likes each other and who doesn't. I'm not sure, but he'll be here this month. That's what I cared about. And whenever they want to retire 37, they can now have that Zimmerman-like ceremony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.